The GCC region is observing an unprecedented number of urban development projects of various types, residential, mixed-use, touristic, etc. These range from cognitive cities such as Neom to cultural and touristic destinations such as Al Ula. What all these projects have in common is digital as a core pillar of their vision and mandate. Almost all these projects share the ambition to become smart cities in their own way. I am Nizar Jigam, Director of Digital Advisory Services of WSP Middle East. In this episode of the Anticipate podcast, I am pleased to be joined by Richard Dipp, Smart City Advisor at the Royal Commission of Al Ula. In this episode, we will learn more about Al Ula Smart City strategy, ambitions, and journey so far. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the WSP Anticipate podcast.
Thank you, Nizar. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be on WSP Anticipate podcast.
For the benefit of the audience, can you share with us an overview of your journey within the smart city space in the region so far, as well as your current role within Al Ula?
Okay, so my journey within the smart city space started in 2014. I transitioned from the telecom sector. So I joined a boutique consultancy firm called NXN, specialized in the smart city. And my role back in 2014 was a smart city consultant. And I was helping Smart Dubai to set up the initial strategy with its vision, mission, its pillars and dimensions, and launched the first digital initiative within Smart Dubai. We call it the digital backbone of Dubai that will empower its digital transformation, also known or rebranded as Dubai Pulse. And in 2017, actually, I was asked by the Director General of Smart Dubai, Dr. Aisha bin Bishr, to join internally her team, the Smart Dubai team. And I joined as a head of Dubai Pulse, where I oversaw the implementation with a strategic partner because it was under a PPP agreement, handled the commercial relationship with the strategic partner, and was responsible of developing what we call the commercial relationship between the other Dubai government entities and promote Dubai Pulse portfolio and services. Over the years, more data was flowing onto Dubai Pulse, and so my role evolved within Smart Dubai. I become more data focused, and I acquired the role of a data product director within Smart Dubai. And I was responsible on building the data science team. It's an agile squad composed of several profiles, and not only data scientists. And finally, in January 2022, I decided to join RCU, the Royal Commission for Al Ula, that is in charge of the development of Al Ula. It's a county that is situated in the northwest of KSA, in the Smart City Department, working to transform Al Ula County into a smart county.
Thank you, Richard. That's an impressive journey in this space. And maybe now zooming into Al Ula. So in order to provide the audience with some context, it is an area which is almost as big as Belgium in the northwest of the kingdom. It's rich with archaeological and heritage sites going back to the Bronze Age. And it's home also to Hegra, Saudi Arabia's first UNESCO site. Al Ula is also home to a community of about 50,000 people, and it is currently under development to become a sustainable touristic destination, aiming to attract around 2 million people by 2035 and bring another around 120 billion SARs to the kingdom GDP. So given this context, can you tell us what was the Al Ula Smart City journey so far and how it is contributing or enabling the vision of the county?
The smart city journey within RCU started late 2021. It was initiated by a mandate that was given by the RCU CEO, Amer Al-Madani, which resulted into the creation of a smart city department. And since that moment, I've been heavily involved into setting what we call the smart city strategy, in alignment, of course, with the 2030 vision, but also with the RCU vision. A quick overview on the vision. The RCU vision is our aim is to create an outdoor museum to diversify the local economy and to make the county more livable for citizen and seamless tourist experience. So RCU Smart City Strategy is based on three main objectives. We call them the triple bottom line. So financial sustainability, environmental sustainability, and enhanced experience. As you can see, there is a full alignment with the vision, whether 2030 and the RCU one, but also there is an alignment with the ITU, more specifically with the ITU KPI dimensions, which are the economy, environment, and societal and culture. So following the smart city strategy, what happened is we needed some structure. So we organized ourselves into three main activities. There is strategy and regulation. And you can imagine this activity its aim is to define and design the portfolio of smart city initiative along the overarching set of guidelines, codes, and operating model. Second is implementation design. So in this stream, the aim is to implement multiple smart city initiatives to illustrate and showcase the benefits of smart city technologies. And finally, it's the incubate and scale. So in this stream, we incubate enablers such as the smart county platform or the digital twin, as an illustration, in collaboration with many stakeholders, internal stakeholders like RCU1, but also with strategic partners. And we scale them up. We scale up these solutions and services. And by end of 2022, meaning the smart city team, and there is a major milestone that was reached, is the delivery of the smart city development guidelines, which were also published recently. So these guidelines will assist all sectors in developing Al Ula County by deploying interconnected strategies and system to effectively provide world-class services for the visitors and to the local community of Al Ula. And starting in 2023, lately, the department has rebranded. Actually, we don't call ourselves the Smart City Department. We rebranded into the Smart County, and we moved from county zone planning sector to the digital and analytics sector, and the team is growing.
Thank you, Richard. I think it's interesting to notice that your role as well evolved as the role of the Smart City team evolved as the Al Ula as a development progresses as well. So the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has embarked a few years ago on several projects which are impressive both by their scale and by their magnitude, such as NEOM or Diriyya Gate or Qiddiya, to name a few. They all have in common an underpinning smart city strategy to deliver on their mandate. Can you tell us more about the main characteristic and specificities of Al Ula smart city strategy by comparison to these other large developments?
If we have to speak about the characteristic of the smart city strategy, as I mentioned earlier, the smart city strategy is derived and there is a direct link with the 2030 vision and the RCU vision. It's based on six principles: open and transparent, inclusivity, trustworthy and secure, technology use in efficient and modern, technology is accessible everywhere and always available. And finally, the sixth one is flexible and innovative partnership models. So from these six principles, we've derived 16 focus areas that also could be grouped into six dimensions. But let's stay with our 18 focus areas. And these will cascade down into 67 initiatives and result into 400 plus services and use cases. And in order to deliver these use cases, we're relying on a technology and ICT layers from sensing connectivity up to the application part. In a nutshell, these are the characteristics of the smart city strategy and how we're going to articulate it and deliver these services or use cases in alignment with the overall vision.
Thank you, Richard. This is interesting, and maybe reflecting on another parallel, reflecting on your experience with the Smart Dubai office, how do you compare Dubai and Al Ula smart city journeys and trajectories? So what differences and similarities you have observed in relation with maybe the priorities or the approach taken by both cities?
Okay. Yeah, very interesting question, actually. And I'm going to be very honest and answer it from my personal point of view and what I've seen from my naked eye. So comparing what I call the Dubai smart city experience and Al Ula smart city experience, the first thing that come up to my mind is from a difference perspective is at Smart Dubai, we started by building what we call the digital backbone on top of the ICT infrastructure, because everything was meaning on the ground from a connectivity, power, cloud, etc. So we started with this digital backbone, which is also known as the Dubai Pulse from a brand perspective. And all the initiative that has been generated and that I worked on are really pure digital perspective, like the paperless initiative, the blockchain, and the Dubai Now initiative. On the other hand, when it's RCU or Al Ula experience, Smart City experience, it's starting from a master plan and development and construction. So it's heavy focus from a real estate perspective. And the smart city is supporting these sector through the digital and the data to help these sectors to reach their mission. So that's the first difference. Is one is from a pure digital angle, while the other one is really initiated from a master plan and real estate focus. And the second difference that I could spot is mainly obvious to me is it's the data maturity. Today, it was a couple of years process and data culture change within the Dubai sphere where they started with the open data law and the Dubai data law until reaching a maturity where now they have a lot of data sets and building a data science teams within different government entities and able to crunch these data and generate data-driven insights. On the other hand, at Al Ula, we're just starting the journey. This is today we're thinking about how to capture the data and where to store it to have in a data sovereign space. So these are the questions that we are addressing today. And of course, the idea is to scale up in terms of maturity and reach where Dubai is today, and we are applying the fast track techniques, leveraging the experiences of people that are brought into the space to catch up and reach this maturity. So in conclusion, what I can say there's the second difference is there are different data maturity scale. That's the two differences that I could spot. And in terms of similarities, being in the digital space, we are facing the same challenges. Smart city is not only about technology, it's about people and process. So if we have to rephrase the statement, so smart city is about community, experiences, and collaboration. So from that, you can already imagine the challenges we face. It's more focused from people challenges and culture in terms of digital adoption and data maturity. And these challenges are the same. So that's where the similarities are between whether being in Dubai or being in Al Ula, we are facing the same challenges.
Thank you, Richard. This is a very good illustration of, based on two projects in the region, on the differences in terms of journeys and priorities which underpin the concept of smart cities, because we might perceive smart city as a common concept with a common approach to all these projects. I think the example you just gave and the parallel between Dubai and Al Ula, this is a very good illustration of these that each project has its own pace and its own journey, actually. And maybe back to Al Ula as a major project. So there are multiple stakeholders from consultancy firms, architecture and engineering firm, contractors, technology companies, service providers, all are involved in almost every phase of the project, from design to construction to operation. They all have a certain understanding of what a smart city is and how the concept applies to Al Ula. But from your perspective as the smart city team, how do you ensure that the strategy you have defined is cascaded down consistently and reflected consistently across all the ongoing capital projects?
Yeah, very interesting question. And I would start by saying the smart city role is a cross-sectorial role. And and this is exactly the role that we have within RCU. So the smart city department or smart county department now has a cross-sectorial. We're supporting different sectors within RCU to fulfill their missions. And we have two main functions. The first one we have, I call it the enabler function. And we're supporting the RCU sector to accomplish their mission by leveraging digital and data. meaning we have enablers. I spoke about the Smart County Platform and the Digital Twin. These are two main enablers that we have in place and that can help and support other sectors, whether heritage, nature, DNC, which is development and construction, the sustainability, et cetera, into reaching their or accomplishing their mission. The second role is more the regulator function and the requirement giver. So we recently published, as I mentioned, the Smart City Development Guidelines. These guidelines will really assess the sectors in developing Al-Ula County by deploying interconnected strategies and systems to effectively provide world-class services to visitors and to the local community of Al-Ula. Also, we are working on delivering what we call the Smart City Codes. As you may know, the Smart City Codes provide the necessary framework need to be followed by all stakeholders for an effective design and implementation of smart services. They are principle-based, they maintain the link with the strategy, they harmonize the use of adoption of policies, whether international, national, or even on a county level. They standardize the use of technology deployment and ensure future-proofness. This is how we are actually cascading down consistently the smart city work into these main capital projects. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. And maybe in relation with that, and this will be my last question, for engineering firms such as WSP, so who are traditionally focused on either on the core technical design and engineering aspect, you know, the buildings, the master planning, the infrastructure, and or providing project management services, how do you see them supporting Al-Ula Smart City team in the implementation of these projects, such as the Smart City project or the Digital Twin project in the county moving forward?
There is the concept of what we call the factory model, starting by on a strategic level, setting the operating model. Then there is the second layer, which is more working on the Smart City codes and its compliance, going down to another layer, which is building a conceptual design from a field device perspective, and finally to conclude with the fourth layer, which is the value engineering, and which close the loop, and meaning it's a cycle that goes back, that feed back into the first layer, which is the strategy part, meaning the operating model. So that's our factory, and that's our model that we are working against. To be more specific, for example, as you may know, last year we initiated our work on the smart city codes, and we target to deliver them in the coming weeks. I believe the codes are also a living document. This is something that will evolve over time, and we need to keep them updated. Also, the codes need to be supported by enforcement mechanism to ensure adherence. And finally, I would say we need to ensure the compliance of the codes. So this is something that we need to think about, what are the ways and techniques to ensure compliance of the code. So yeah, these are the different activities that we will be doing today under the Smart County Department.
And this is how you see probably engineering firms such as WSP with the various types of expertise in buildings and energy sustainability and so on and so forth contribute to cascading down and maintaining those codes, those guidelines across the county and across the development phases of the county.
Exactly. So it's updating meaning we are working into, there is the first iteration of the codes, as I mentioned, hopefully will be delivered in the coming weeks. There is a update of them. So there is the update of them. As I mentioned, it's a living document. So we need to keep them updated. Then second is to see the mechanism of enforcement, and finally to ensure their compliance. So from a code perspective, these are the three main categories that I definitely see WSP can help us into these areas.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard, for taking the time to answer our questions and to attend these podcasts, and for all these insights you have shared with us and with our listeners. To our audience, thanks for listening all the way through. Please leave us a comment if today's episode has sparked your interest, and don't forget to join us for a new talk. Stay tuned.